I preached kind of along this way several years ago. I talked about a song that George Jones sung, believe it or not, about choices. I've had choices since the day I was born. And he said there was voices that taught me right from wrong. If I'd listened, I wouldn't have been here today. Living and dying with the choices that I've made. And I want to talk to you parents, especially today, about the choices that you make. It's going to affect not only you, but it's going to affect your children. Amen. And not only your children, but your grandchildren. Amen. And your great-grandchildren. I want to talk to you about not getting caught up in everything the world has to offer. Amen. But focus on God. I want to read from the 13th chapter of Genesis. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. And he went on his journey from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place of where his tent had been in the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, and unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, and had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, and so they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is it not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. And if thou wilt take the left hand, I will go to the right. And if thou depart to the right, or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even the garden of the Lord, let the land of Egypt as that cometh unto Zoar. And Lot chose him out of the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, and the one from the other. And Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from thee the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed and thy dust and as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise and walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, and I will give it unto thee. And Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. And the mistake we made reading the whole 13th chapter, and it said we want to take our thought out of that 11th verse. It said, "When then Lot chose," and that's our thought today. Lot chose, and I pray that y'all would pray for me that I'd be able to bring us out in a way to please the Lord. For our text, we want to go over into Matthew 27 and 25. Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children. And I pray today that we'd be able to get this out in a way that will please the Lord. But we find here where Abraham took his wife and his nephew Lot. He was supposed to go alone, but he took his wife and his nephew Lot with him. And we find where Abram was rich in cattle, and so was Lot. I don't find where Lot was married at that time, but we find where their herdsmen began to argue and fuss among themselves because they didn't have enough land to water and graze their cattle. And so Abram said, don't let us fall out. This is his nephews, his brother. And he said, but let us separate, that there won't be no strife among us. And so he said that you just choose which direction you want to go, and I'll go the other direction. And Lot so lifted up his eyes, and he looked upon that land there, and it said that land was looked like even the garden there. So it was a beautiful spot. And I want you to know, listen to me, parents today. Listen to me, mom and dad today. Pay attention just for a little while. There's going to be everything that you're going to lift up your eyes and be able to see that's going to look good to you. It's going to look pleasing to you. It's going to look enticing to you. I want you to know, I would not, if I was a young parent today, if I was young and single today, I would not consider marrying anybody unless I prayed about it. I would not. I don't care how pretty or how handsome they are, how much money they got. I would not consider it unless God said, you do that. I want you to know, you need to be careful where you pitch your tent towards and set your camp up. I would not take a job unless God said, take a job. Brother Jeff, that's silly. That's just stupid. If you can make $100,000 a year instead of $30,000 a year, why would you do that? Listen to me. There's nothing wrong with having money. Abram was rich. Lot was rich. There was no problem with that. The problem is when you put your money before God. And that's what Lot done. He saw that ground. He saw it was green. He saw the water. He knew it was going to be easy for him and him to start a family there. He would have money. He'd have all the things they would need. Not considering what God would have. And that's where often we mess up in our choices. So he chose to go there to Sodom. Listen, he went there and met a wife. And I have no doubt he loved his wife. We don't find out a whole lot about Lot's wife. I don't even know what her name is. I know over in Luke it says, remember Lot's wife. And honey, there's a reason we were to remember Lot's wife. But listen to me. He met a wife. He began to raise children. He got just a little bit too comfortable in a place he shouldn't have, just like the children of Israel did in Egypt. I want you to know, it might have been okay for him to visit there, but he shouldn't have hung around when he saw what it was. So the choice he made, we're going to get into it in a little while. Most of y'all don't know. But I saw a little more in that every time I read upon these scriptures and I think about this. God shows me a little more in it. But listen to me. We read to you over there a while ago. They said, Pilate, he said, I'll wash my hands of the blood of this innocent man. And they said, I was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They shouted out, said, let his blood be upon us and let it be upon our children. And I want you to know today, honey, it's still to this day upon their children.
the choice they made there. Listen to me, lost friend, today. You've got a choice in this matter. I want you to know it said Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. But many as received him, he gave power to become sons of God. I want you to know you can't simply receive Christ, but you can't reject him neither. And that's what they done. They rejected our King and our Savior. And they said, let his blood be on us and let it be upon our children. There was a choice made there. And it was the wrong choice. And generations have paid for it since. And I want you to realize, listen to me today, honey, every Sunday morning you have a choice. I want you to know you have a choice. You can go to the lake. You can go hunting. You can go fishing. You can go golfing. You can go do a lot of things to you that's going to look better than coming to the house of God. But I want you to know if you ain't careful, and I want to tell you it will. If you don't make the church a priority, your children won't even see it something that it's needful. Every Sunday morning, you have a choice. You can have a choice to sleep in a little longer. The bed looks pretty good sometimes. Last weekend, the time changed. I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little slower about getting up and moving about. Some of you was also too, I have no doubt. Honey, we have a choice and all these things. But listen to me, it ain't only you that's going to pay for this choice. So is your children. David numbered Israel one time. God had told him not to number them. And the reason he was not to number them, but it ain't about the numbers. Listen, God takes the small things to overwhelm the big things. But listen to me, David chose to do that. He chose to number them. And 70,000 men, sheep, innocent people died because of David's choice. A man of God. Now, I want you to know, I believe how you read about Lot, you think, surely he wasn't saved. I believe he was. I believe he got caught up in the wrong things. And honey, when you get caught up in the wrong things, listen to me, your children are going to pay. You better be careful about what you look upon. You better be careful about what you lust upon. You better be careful about what you choose. Because it ain't just you that's going to pay. So are your children. You can't serve God and mammon. You got to choose one or the other. If money's more, the money is the root of all evil. I see people, folks saying things on Facebook, and you can get mad at me if you want to. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but they'll post things on Facebook about their job and how much money they're making. Next thing they'll post is something about a scripture. Listen to me, honey. There's nothing wrong with making money again. But honey, when you put money before you, God, and listen, when you try to do both, people just don't believe you. I want you, you can't serve both. You can't lift up the almighty dollar and try to lift God up at the same time. It will not work. You've got to choose. There's nothing wrong with having money. I want you to know, Lot, Abraham had all kinds of money, and he told him, because, listen to me, I want you to know what Lot would have been a lot better off to do. He would have been better off to pray right there. Then lifted his eyes up and said to his uncle, his elder, the one he should have thought of his brother more than of himself, and said, brother, I love you, and you choose, and I'll take what's left. But he thought of himself, and every time you put yourself before you do your brother, there'll be a price to pay. You know what happened because Abram didn't choose? Just like Solomon, because he didn't ask for all the wealth. He didn't ask for all the best grazing land and everything. He said, I'm going to give you all of it. You look to the north, you look where he went, you look to the east, you look to the west, you look to the south. It's all going to be yours and your children. Because he wasn't greedy. You don't think God can't take care of you? Honey, I've made it. Heard somebody ask me one time, how do you live? Carefully. One of the kids was over at the house one time. They said, Brother Jeff, you got a lot of junk. I said, when you're poor, you got a lot of junk. You take care of other people's junk and you make it into something that you can use. There's nothing wrong with being poor. I'd rather be poor and serve God and have all the riches in the world and my children. Listen, you say, well, your children's not here today. You're right. You know why? Because I made all the wrong choices. I'm trying to save you from doing some of the things I don't. I was in and out of church when I was young. I'd go one Sunday, the next Sunday I wouldn't. They never saw it as a priority. And then when I finally did get involved in it, all they wanted to do was fuss and argue in the church and ended up running them off. I can save you some if you'll listen to me. Not me, but God can. Using me through the Word of God. You don't have to have all the money in the world to be happy. Paul said, I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. You want to be happy, you find contentment. I can show you some of the richest people that I've ever known, and they'll never be happy. And you know why? They'll never be content. They'll never have enough. There'll never be enough for them. Lot was already rich. He had cattle everywhere. He was a wealthy man, but he couldn't be satisfied. Honey, he could have went to Sodom, and I believe he shouldn't have ever went there to start with, but he could have went there and then pulled out of that place when he saw what it was, and I believe God would have still blessed him. But he didn't do it. In the 18th chapter, you'll find where God said he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and everything in it. And Abram begged and pleaded. He knew his nephew was there. He gave him to beg and said, if there's so many that righteous there, will you not destroy it? And he said, I'll not destroy it for this many. I think it got down to maybe 5 or 10. I can't remember for sure. But he said, I'll not destroy it if there's that many there, if there's that many righteous there. And then we find in the 19th chapter where the Lord sent 2 angels to come. And they come there, and Lot begged them to come stay with him because he knew what a wicked place it was he lived in. They come to his house, and they come and beg for those angels. Men did. They said that they might know them. I want you to know they won't make acquaintance with them. It was all kinds of homosexuality going on in that place, and they was wanting to know them just as Adam knew Eve. And I want you to realize Lot knew that was wrong, and he even offered 2 of his daughters that had never knew a man. They'd never been married. They'd never been with a man. He offered them his daughters that they might lay with them rather than these angels to leave them alone. And they got so mad at Lot, they tried to pull him out of the house, but the angels pulled him back in. And I want you to know how God will always pull you back in through the door. But listen to me, they pulled him back in. And I want you to know how after that they began to plead with him. And that's where we're going to go read. Oh, most of y'all know that everybody don't know. Oh, I can tell you that right now. I used to say it all the time. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides thy son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? Whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. And this is in the 19th chapter of Genesis. And for we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went and spake unto his son-in-laws, which married his daughters. Listen, he had other daughters besides the one that never knew a man. At least 2. And they married his daughters and said, up, get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But it seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. And I want you to know it was hard for them to believe what Lot was saying because they saw how he'd lived. I want you to realize that, but you need to be careful about everything you say and do in front of your children if you want them to believe you. But listen, it seemed as one that mocked. And when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in iniquity of the city." And while he lingered, the men laid upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. It said why he lingered, and I've heard it said, and I want to say this. I'm not always right in everything. I've heard so many say that Lot loved that place and that he lingered there because he didn't want to leave. I don't believe that. You're welcome to believe what you want to. I think the reason why Lot lingered there because he loved his children. Lot lingered there because the choice he'd made. Lot lingered there because he wanted them to come out. And he was doing all he could. He knew that the Bible says the goodman of the house knew what hour the thief would come. He would not suffer his house to be broken up. Honey, we'll not have that warning. The warning you get is today through the Word of God. We'll not know what moment and hour that the Jesus will come and destroy this earth and everything in it. But listen to me, Lot knew. This man knew what was fixing to happen, and he was doing all he could. He loved his children. He wanted them to be saved. He was doing all he could then, but he had waited too late. The choice he made years before when he lifted up his eyes towards Sodom and he saw all that it had to offer. He sealed the fate of some of his children and his son-in-laws in that. Pay attention to me today. The choices you make today may seal the fate of your babies, your grandbabies, your great-grandbabies. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 2, "In the turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, commanded them to overthrow, making them an example to those that after should live ungodly, and delivered," listen to what it said, "just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For the righteous man dwelling among them in sin and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with the unlawful deeds." Listen to me. It said Lot was righteous. He was just. And it vexed, it troubled his soul inside. I want you to know something. If you're a child of God, and if you go out and live in the world and sin, it will vex your righteous soul. You will never find no peace for your soul, just like the dove didn't find no rest for its soul, neither will you. This man was troubled day and night. It said day by day. It bothered him. It troubled him. But you know what he loved more than he loved God? You know what he loved more than he loved peace? He loved that good grazing. He loved his wife, who he met, I believe, there in Sodom. He loved the lifestyle he took up there. He loved it more than God. So he lived in trouble from day to day. It bothered him. It vexed his righteous soul to be there, but he would not leave. Honey, when God lets you know you need to get out, you better get out. He chastens those that are his. I want you to know, Lot was not a bastard. He was a son. And it troubled him day by day, being in that terrible place. But he loved the riches of this earth. He loved his wife more than he loved God. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, "Escape for thy life." and I never caught this. I knew they told him that, look not behind thee, neither say unto thee, thou in all the neither stay thee, thou at all the plain, escape to the mountain, at least thou be consumed. What caused Lot's problem? When he lifted up his eyes and he saw all of that. And that's where he made his choice. And the Bible says, don't you look back. You go forward. We find, and that's why Luke said, remember Lot's wife. We find behind him, the Bible says why she was behind him. She was lingering. She was still lingering. She was still lingering. And she could not help from looking back. And she was destroyed, not in Sodom and Gomorrah, but with Sodom and Gomorrah. But I want you to think about this a minute. And this is what God showed me in all this. And Lot's choice. I don't believe, I believe he would have turned around. He'd been destroyed too. I believe he would have. I don't think he ever turned around. But I believe as he walked through there, in his mind, he remembered that day that Abram said, you choose you out what you will. You choose today, Lot. You choose it. I'll go the other direction. And he remembered how he lifted up his eyes. And he saw all that. He saw all that. How good it looked to him. How beautiful. How he was going to, his cattle was going to grow. He was going to be a better herdsman. He was going to have better money. All these things run through his mind as he walked away from his children. Listen to me. He's going away from his children. He's leaving them behind to be destroyed. And all's going through his mind. Just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees that you find about the rich man. And in the Bible, he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. Listen to me. He remembered he had five brothers left behind. Listen, they're in hell today, but they living with a choice they made and what they would do if their great, 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 great grandchildren would believe. Honey, listen to me. Lord, walk through there, and I believe in all my heart. That's why he was told not to look behind. Lord, he chose. He finally had to walk away from it. His wife was behind him also. He walked away from his wife. He walked away from his children, his son-in-laws, his family. A righteous man who made a bad choice. There's saved people. If I'm an example. Honey, I got saved when I was 14-year-old. I don't want to throw Barry under the bus. He got saved when he was young, too. Did we make any bad choices? Have you made any bad choices? You know the difference when you made your choice and God lets you know and he began to vex your righteous soul? You pulled out of it. You got away from it. Finally, it took some of us dusty for years to get out of it. I ain't talking about you, I'm talking about me. It took me a while to figure out that I needed to get away from it. But thank goodness I walked away in time for my children to be saved. I still have a hope that my grandbabies be saved. Lord, walked away. Yes, he had two daughters with him, but he left some behind. God is merciful, but he's also just.
There'll always be a price to be paid for our sins. I want you to know, when David finally got ready to repent, honey, he had to pay for the threshing floor. They tried to give it to him, but there had to be a price to be paid for sin. Don't think that you can go to Sodom and Gomorrah and live it up and not have to pay a price for it. So I asked you today, what have you lifted your eyes upon? What looks more important to you than church? What looks more important to you than your children being saved? How much money is it worth? How much grazing land is it worth? How much is a woman of your dreams worth? Is it worth your babies going to hell? That's the choice you're going to have to make. Because you're going to lift your eyes up day by day. And there's going to look something going to look a whole lot better than this. If you don't think we like sin, you're crazy. We do. He took, made us of the dust of the earth. An old serpent crawled upon the dust of the earth. He's riding my back right now. Each one of us have choices. And if I had listened, if George Jones had come out with that song back in, no doubt Lot would have been saying, if I'd listened, I wouldn't be here today living and dying for the choices I made. I am. Met with the in-church adjuster yesterday morning, me and her. It was a woman. She got up on that house and run around up there like a squirrel, boy. I was scared to death the whole time for her. Somehow, something was mentioned, and well, I know what was mentioned. She asked about my wife. I said, I love my wife. I got a good wife. I drove her all over the country for the first few years we was married. I wasn't no count. And I was just telling her the truth. And I said, for the last several years, I've tried to live for her. And we talked on there a while. And she just pretty much told me that she was from California, may not ever get to talk to anybody from California again about the Lord, but I did yesterday. Amen. But we talked on there for a while and talked about the choices that we'd made in her life. And I told her that I'd made a lot of bad ones. I have. But I'll try my best now. Anything I do, I don't care what it is. If you wouldn't believe how many weed eaters he's fixed. You wouldn't believe how many I'll be out there and I just give up. I say, Lord, I can't do it. If this thing's going to get fixed, it won't be but a few minutes. He'll give me a thought and I'll go over and sure enough, it'll fix it. You say, well, Brother Jeff, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. You can think it's silly if you want to. I don't care. I try to pray and ask him about everything. 'Fore you get married, I'm going to say this. Before you pitch your tent and start dating somebody, you better pray about it. Because I want to tell you something. We say it about getting married. If you ain't careful, you'll be like Lot. You'll meet her or him, and you won't be able to live without him or her. And next thing you know, you've made a big mistake. So you make sure you pray. Before you take a job, you pray. Before you do anything, pray. A lot of us have made bad choices. I'm just trying to help you not to make one. So there's people that's today
lost first, and I don't want you to get misunderstood. You can't accept Christ, but you can keep sitting there and reject Christ. They did. And they rejected him, and you cannot reject him. If he's dealing with you today, go to him. Walk with him. I don't believe it was a quiet thing. I don't. I believe when fire and brimstone started raining down, people were screaming. People were yelling. His little girls was back. Walk with him. Take a walk with him. You walk and leave him. Be careful what you choose. Sometimes there ain't no turning back. That's my thought. There's been a lot of good people that made bad choices. Righteous, saved people that made bad choices that cost their children and their grandchildren. And fourth, it'd go on through the fourth generation. Honey, I'm going to tell you, it can go a lot further than that. There's Jews today that are still paying for the price that their fathers made. That's my thought, if you got a song. Next Friday night, when the theater, whatever movie, the next greatest movie, or the next ball game, Saturday morning, cartoons, what ball practice, you think about that. You think about the choice you made. Next Sunday morning, when the clock goes off and you say, just a little bit tired today, won't we just... we'll stay home today. And then when you go talking to your children about how important it is to go to church and be saved, they might just say, you're mocking. Yeah. They might just say, you're not living like what you're saying. Yeah. I'll shut up. This is important.
Amen.
Your babies are important to me, and I know they are to you. I don't want you ever to be lifted up and they'll be left behind. Never, ever. Because you won't look back neither. There's some things you just can't look back on. You better listen to me. If you've never listened to nothing else, listen to this one. The choices you make is going to cost you. Go ahead.